The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now, Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Made a Lenten resolution back on Ash Wednesday that had to do with the usage of our smartphones. Initially I did not. Our Lenten Parish Mission preacher, his first night, speaking about the role of technology and how it assists us, but how it relates to our flourishing as humans. At that Lenten Parish Mission, I decided I was going to add a resolution. And somebody taught me how to do this several years ago, that you can turn your iPhone to grayscale. And they say brain chemistry, that the usage of your phone is not so addictive if it doesn't have color. And it's just kind of more boring, right? And if you're skeptical that makes that big of a difference to go from color to grayscale. And I hesitate telling you this because this might lead you down a YouTube rabbit hole. But if you look for videos, there are videos of where they've developed the technology where they have these glasses and they put them on people who are largely colorblind. And when they put them on, they get to see color for the first time. And you know what happens? They begin sobbing. Like, everything in the world is more beautiful than they could have imagined. And if you think that's dramatic, imagine someone who has spent their entire life in darkness, blind since birth, nothing but blackness. And all of a sudden, in today's gospel, our Lord restores the man to sight that he's never had before. An incredible experience for him. And of course, the Gospels are teaching us that this is the truth of Christ, the light of the world. It's only through him that we begin to see, specifically through the lens of faith. Without faith, life, It either doesn't have meaning, it's arbitrary, or I impose a self-constructed meaning and purpose on it, which will eventually begin to crumble. Things just don't make sense until I see through the lens of the person of the God-man, Jesus Christ. And the church always gives us this gospel at this stage of Lent, most especially in view of those in OCIA who are approaching Easter Vigil to receive the sacrament of baptism. That's that detail in the gospel where our Lord doesn't just heal the man. He takes things of this earth in his own divine life and spreads it on his eyes. This is what the sacraments do, taking the things of this world with his divine grace and brings healing and new life. It is a recreation of the person. So that's something that we are praying for all of you in OCIA, that the Lord might continue to give you new eyes to see everything differently through the prism of his love. For all of us Catholics, and I'll speak for myself, there have been times in my life that, yes, because of my faith, I can see things, but I'll admit there are times I only see in grayscale. What do I mean by that? I mean, if I'm holding a grudge or even sharing some hatred towards a person, it's obvious I'm just seeing them as another creature instead of actually seeing the true dignity of the other person. If I'm suffering and I just see it as something to gut through, that's just something that happens, instead of seeing what God is doing in that suffering, that carrying the cross with him is my sanctification, that, as the gospel said, the works of God might be made manifest through those sufferings. Sometimes I just go through life with my plans and I'm blind to my pride and I don't experience the joy of being humble and admitting I'm merely a beloved son of God with weaknesses, but with his grace. I even think about how some of us sometimes approach prayer and mass. It's just something to check off the list or something that I just hope to get a nugget of information from. And if I can have the eyes to see the saints and angels where the veil of heaven is being lifted and the truth of Christ's flesh and blood being offered, I'm beginning to see in color. This is what the Lord wants from us. And ultimately, the joy of the man born blind today is not that he can just see. His joy is seeing the face of Christ. It begins with his relationship with the Lord. And so it is with us. That's what will change us from grayscale in our faith to the full palette, is when I fall in love with the Lord. I have an encounter with him. He gives me eyes to see. And of course, that's the joy of heaven. That's the joy of heaven. Of all the glories that we hope for, it's seeing him face to face. And he's promised those who are pure of heart will see him. And so here in this process of Lent, we're asking the Lord to take that mud from our eyes and one day see him face to face.